Hi there. The word for you today is be committed to others. In 1 John 4, verse 7, we read, let us love one another, for love comes from God. While the Bible clearly teaches self-worth, it also denounces self-interest. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he said that we are to love God with all our hearts, and love others with the same concern that we show for ourselves. When we obsess over ourselves, we lose the meaning of life, which is to love and serve God and to love and serve our neighbors. In a 2003 report called Hardwired to Connect, 33 research scientists discovered that we are biologically primed to find meaning through relationships. Chuck Colson put it this way, after nearly 8 decades of living, I can vouch for this. My single greatest joy is giving myself to others and seeing them grow in return. You cannot discover that without commitment. I first learned it by watching my parents care for my dying grandparents in our home. I later saw it in the Marine Corps. You cannot command 45 men to go into combat, as I was trained to do, if you aren't committed to one another. You're going to die if the man next to you does not cover your back. By abandoning commitment, Colson says, our narcissistic culture has lost the one thing it desperately seeks, happiness. Without commitment, our individual lives will be barren and sterile. Without commitments, or commitment rather, our lives will lack meaning and purpose. After all, if nothing is worth dying for, then nothing is really worth living for. Jesus taught that the only way to live abundantly is to die to self-interest and give yourself fully to God and to those who need what God has given you. Think about it.